Welcome to this breaking news edition of the MMA After Hour. It is Thursday afternoon, and we're being joined on the line by Mark Hunt. And Mark, obviously the news just came out that you have been forced to pull out of UFC 146. Unfortunate news, and we're very sorry to hear about this. Can you explain what happened and why you had to pull out of the fight?
Yeah, well, I was just... I hurt my leg at sparring earlier before, but the next training session, I was just finishing off some sprints with some resistant bands, and I just, it was actually the last sprint of the day, and I was just, you run up, you do some combination, pick someone up, and then it drags you back. But I felt something hurt in my knee. It was like it just went stiff all of a sudden. It was just sharp pain, and then that was it. I started limping from then on. I mean, I was limping anyway, but I started limping more. So I went and got it checked out, and then the doctor said I just had a little MRI, a little meniscus tear, and you couldn't see much PCL there. So I did ask him. I said, can you see a PCL? Is there no PCL? He said, there's no PCL. So I didn't know when it happened. It might have happened at the sprint still. I might have lost it a long time ago. I don't really know. I'd probably lost it a while ago. I had an operation on the same part of the leg about 2003 after the K-1 world title, the world. So, yeah, that's all I can say about it.
So, do you have to have surgery now?
Yeah.
When are you going to have surgery?
I'm trying to get surgery tomorrow or the next day as soon as possible, as soon as UFC can put it in somewhere. So I have to fly. I was going to have it back at home in Australia, but our manager said I can get it done here in California. In California, when I go to California tomorrow. So the sooner I get it done, it'll be better for me. So.
And when did the actual injury happen? How long ago?
Well, I don't really know.
Oh, okay. I don't remember the day.
I mean, it happened a couple of, like yesterday at training. It felt like even worse, but it could have gone like a long, long time ago before that. I have no idea when it actually went. There's been many, many rounds since I had the operation in 2003. So, yeah, it's just been a week ever since. But I didn't really realize until actually the doctor showed the MRI scan and told me what was the problem.
And is it true that you've obviously had a very long combat sports career? Is this the first time that you've ever had to pull out of a fight due to an injury?
I am so gutted about this. I never pulled out of any fight. This is the first time ever in my whole career I've actually pulled out of a fight because of an injury. I've never been injured before. I put so much work into this fight. I trained so hard for it. It was just so disappointing for me now. So, yeah, it is the first time. So,
because this is very new to you, and because obviously this was a big fight, did you even think about trying to fight through it and take the fight even though you are injured?
Well, that's what I was going to do. I was going to go and do the fight anyway, but I'm still trying to tell my mind not to do it. The problem is I was told, I got some good coaches at American Top Team that actually told me, the reason why I shouldn't do it, and the reason why if you get injured, the reason why you shouldn't take fights, and to use your brain and be smart about it. Conan told me, as he told me today, and helped me feel a lot better about not taking the fight. He goes, when fighters go into the octagon, the ring, they go in 100%. They go with bazookas, guns, and everything. You don't go in there like to a fight with a butter knife.
Right.
And if you go in there, both fighters are supposed to go in there 100%. If one fighter goes in there 50%, he's giving the other fighter the other 50%. So the other guy's coming in with 150%. And he's only got 50%, so it doesn't make sense to go in there. And I don't think Stefan Struve would have liked to beat me anyway with the way I'm injured anyway. So I would have just, I might as well just said, yeah, take the fight, have it. I don't want it.
It is
disappointing for me. Like I said, I still wanted to do the fight, but I still want to do the fight. But my brain says, it's not good. You'll have one kick in the leg or one something, and then it'll be just a waste of time anyway. So be smart about it and come back a different day and fight.
Has your doctor...
That's the first time it's happened to me, So
yeah.
That's why I'm saying it. I still want to do it, but,
Has your doctor told you how long you'll be out for?
Well, the doctor said it was entirely up to me whether I should fight or not, you know.
Hmm.
He said to me, "No, you should. It's totally up to me how it feels and everything. It feels good right now. You know, I got a little bit of a hobble, but I'm talking about, you know, someone smashing my leg or shooting at my legs. You know, it's not going to be taken easy. So, you know, so I had to take that into consideration. But yeah.
But they haven't told you that. You know, once you have the surgery, you'll be out for X amount of time. They haven't given you a sort of timetable.
Well, I think, because I've had this operation done before, and it's taken maybe 6 weeks or something to get back into training. You know, I had a hip operation before I started, and I was back into training 2 weeks, 2 weeks out, I mean, 2 days after the operation for the Chet Congo fight, but I didn't do nothing on the legs, of course, but...
Right.
Yeah.
And the timing is obviously, you know, for lack of a better word, it's funny just because, you know, you had all this great momentum with Twitter and the rally for Mark Hunt. So many people looking forward to seeing.
Well, man, you know, Aaron, I'm more depressed than anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I put so much time in it, despite what I was talking about before. I never really trained. I put so much hard work into this. A lot of people put some time into me. You know. I wanted to go out there and prove that I'm a better fighter, but you know, I think the Lord has a plan for everyone, and I'm just disappointed it's happened. It's just the way it is now. So, you know, it's my first time pulling out of a fight with an injury. I could go in there and fight it. You know, that's what could happen, but you won't see much of a fight. You'd probably see me get a hiding for 3 rounds, and that's about it.
I know.
And I think you want that.
I know the injury is very fresh, but since it's maybe 6 or 7 weeks until you come back, have you thought about maybe, okay, now LeVar Johnson, I don't know if you know this, is going to fight Stefan Struve. Maybe you'd like to fight the winner of that fight, and that could really put you back on track. Is that something?
Yes,
that...
I mean, like I said, I'd like to fight, I think, even any fighter. I mean, Stefan Struve would like to fight me at my best. He wouldn't want to beat me at 50% or whatever. You know, I'd like to fight the winner of those two. It could, like, a rematch, or not a rematch, it could happen down the future sometime. So, of course, it's a possibility for me. I don't want to go and throw my chances out the window with this injury. So,
is there anything you'd like to say to all those people? You know, this news just broke less than 20 minutes ago, and obviously a lot of your fans upset. You
well,
say
I'm going to go on Twitter
and
talk to some people, the fans. Now, I can't really apologize because it's not my fault. So
right, of course.
I do feel bad about you know, everything. I would have loved to have performed because, you know, I'm a monkey. You know, I got to perform. But I can't apologize because it's just happened. It probably happened a long time ago. I just didn't realize I didn't have a PCL at the time. So, but I can't even say sorry. But what I want to say.
Right. And by the way, how much do you weigh right now? Because I just saw a picture of you, and you look fantastic. You look to be in the best shape of your career. Is that accurate?
Well, man, I told you I was disappointed for me not to fight because I trained. No, it's only like 1 week away, you know. I trained so hard for this, you know. I put some time in. A lot of people put time into me, but yeah, I was looking good, man.
All right, Mark. Well, we appreciate the time. Best of luck to you, and I'm sure a lot of people are very much looking forward to your return. Good luck with the surgery and the road back to the UFC.
Yeah, thanks very much, sir. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.